Blog Talk Radio.
Peace. You are tuned into Self Growth Saturdays. Today we're going to talk about habits. Pretty much habits. We're going to talk about some other stuff too. But yeah, I'll start the show earlier today. I'm doing the show and that's all that matters. I'm being more punctual. I'm just working getting used to different schedules. So my whole goal is at least 2 to 3 years consistently not miss a Saturday at all. No matter what time it is, even if I miss mornings, like I said, do it at night. Really, my goal is self-growth is very important. And it's a journey, it's a process that we all go through for the rest of our life. No matter how old you are, you're constantly growing, constantly learning things about yourself, remembering truthfully who you are. Remembering what our purpose is here. Remembering that we all have a task here. And until that task is done, and some people say, oh, somebody died so early. And sometimes we do, because sometimes we think about death. The most important thing is understanding that what we think about brings in the future. So the biggest people who always thinks about, understanding what my purpose is. I know I have a purpose. Everyone has a purpose. There's no one that doesn't have a purpose on this earth. There's no one that doesn't change or affect another's life. At the very root of it, we're all connected. So even if you affect one person's lives, that's, still commendable. Hopefully you affected them in a positive way. If negative, guess what? They can always change that and into a positive. There's a lot of negative situations that I've went through that I've changed to positives, mainly because my mindset, how I reacted to it, how I went about it. Instead of taking the easy route and, giving people back their energy, I take it and I filter it to energy that is needed because, whatever feelings they had or not feelings, whatever they gave me, sometimes we need that energy. Sometimes we needed to hear that negative thing or go through that certain trial to get to where we're at. We take sometimes negative situations as defeat or failure. Not failure. It's really just a temporary defeat. Defeat is when you say you're defeated, when you give up. It's never over until you say it's over. And how old you are, you can always walk there and make it happen. I'm not saying get a job or do some shit. My whole point is if you're not happy with your life, it starts with yourself. Maybe you're not seeing it the right way. Maybe you are looking out of a window that's, maybe you need to move to another window so you can see the whole picture. Or maybe you need to get on the step stool so you can see a little higher over the wall. Different perspectives on it. There's always ways we can make things better. And it all starts with, one, understanding our habits, understanding who we are. A lot of people stressed out, mad because they're broke, mad because they're going through a lot of stress? What are the things you're taking in? Are you talking to your friends on the phone about all your stresses in a negative way? Well, man, it's always something. It's always something. You ever heard those people that it's just always something? They never calling about no good news. It's always about somebody's death or some negative shit that you don't want to hear. You know what I'm saying? They just want to just talk about all the negative stuff, and there's never nothing positive they talk about. Think like that? Well, you need to stop thinking like that right now, because you're bringing about the problems, the stresses, the lack that you have. A lot of people don't understand that. It all starts truthfully with you. It starts with you understanding that wherever you're at, if you change, you can change the direction that you're in by simply changing the direction of your mind. Like I explained last week, once you have a direction, that's where you're going to go. But you have to have a direction. You have to understand where you're going. If our habits lead us in the wrong direction that we don't want to go. So we have to change those habits and make new habits. It's all about, really, self-control or self-discipline. I call them both the self, same thing, you know, self-control, self-discipline, because it's all in the same aspect. It's all about you controlling yourself in a way so you can get a certain result. You know, and it's hard. You know, nobody says it's going to be easy, but at the end of the day, you're going to tell people it's easy, you know, because trust me, your people are weird. You know, if you say it's easy, guess what? They are more inclined to try to tell them it's hard. But it's hard. Trust me, it's very, very hard. But they have to want it themselves. They have to deep down want that change. Those are the only people that, you know, we surround around us, people who want to change for better or who want better for themselves. You know, and it gets hard sometimes. We got so many distractions today. There's plenty of distractions to deter us from our direction, from our goals, from our new habits that we're forming, you know. There's always going to be distractions. When you're doing good, that's when most of the distractions come, because at the end of the day, why would distractions come to you bad? You know what I'm saying? They don't usually come when you're doing bad. They come when you're on to something or you're doing something good. While we just, you know, we're going through this process, learning and unlearning things, there's going to be plenty of distractions. There's going to be plenty of pitfalls. There's going to be plenty of things that you're going to have to jump over, fall down, swim through. You know what I'm saying? Crawl under, whatever the case may be. There's always going to be something in the way, but it's not a bad thing. It's only making you stronger. See, a lot of people don't understand most of the negative things that happen. My life made me better. It's crazy to say that, but I mean, I know a lot of other people can agree as well. Most of the negative situations that we thought were oh so bad weren't that really bad once we went through them and really processed. Okay, well, I was just bad. It was, okay, I didn't want this to happen, but it happened, and now, oh wow, I got a solution. I'm not scared of that anymore. I don't fear it anymore. Now you can avoid the whole situation, period. You've been through it. See, people want instant gratitude, but that's only online. In real life, there's no instant gratitude. The only instant gratitude you get is from yourself, from your imagination. You know, a lot of people think just seeing their goals. No, you have to feel it. You have to smell it. You have to taste it. You know, when you get a new car, you smell it and you taste it. It has that new car smell. I mean, you taste the leather because it's so fucking new. You know what I'm saying? You turn on the air conditioner and it smells like a new fucking car. Yeah, smells so brand new. You know what I'm saying? 220 on the dash. You know what I'm saying? Engine run at the light. Just roaring. Just, you know what I'm saying? As soon as I hit the gas, yeah, I'm at 60. You know, it's things like that. You have to feel it. You have to actually put emotion behind it. You know, we could say these affirmations. We could, you know, write these goals. We could plaster it on the wall. But if we don't feel it, if we don't put emotion behind it, if we don't put the fire behind it. See, you got the fire pit. You have all the wood there. But if you don't start the fire, what's going to keep you warm? What's going to keep the fire going? See, the passion, the emotion behind it is the fire. A lot of people don't have the passion anymore. I don't know what's happened to a lot of people. What happened to your passion? What happened to the fire that was in your belly? What happened to the person who first started so hungry? Content? Over a little bit of success and, you know, riding a couple goals off or getting that new part of a new house. Now you're content. Maybe you got your dream. Not content? No. Still work to be done. Still levels of good. Okay. You got that new car. You got that new girl. You have to keep up with it. You have to make sure that guess what? You're doing your best at all times. Not because, you know, you're trying to keep that person happy, but because as yourself, that's what attracts that person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can go to your lowest and they still be there. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. That's how it's supposed to be anyways. But a lot of times why stuff doesn't work out because a lot of people don't understand as time goes on, we change. We change for the better or for worse. Sometimes we go to the next level and that person, they're not going to take with us. They're going to get to the next level eventually, but maybe it takes them a little bit of time and they need to go on a journey. You know, a lot of times people are so hung up over breakups or in the car, losing the house. That relationship's over. It's time for a new one. Time for a brand new one. With the new car, new house, new money. You know, you ever heard that person always talk about their glory days or money they used to have, but money now. It's all about what's going on right now. You know, what's going on in your head right now? Thoughts are you creating for your future? You know, and that's one of the biggest habits, one of the biggest habit forming things is how we think. You know, that starts our habit. It starts every habit. It starts with us thinking about this. I know me, when I wake up, take my shower, brush my teeth, you know, get dressed, or I may start the morning. That's how I start my morning, at least. Clean the house. Before I leave the house, short things clean, smell good. If I had anything on the stove turned on, turn it off. Turn off all the lights. Turn on my AC, my heat. Make sure everything in the house turned off. And before I go to bed, you know, yeah, do my prayers, affirmations, do my push-ups, and ice out. You know, thank my way to sleep. You know, not just myself to sleep. Also, you know, kind of imagine. I let my imagination run wild before I go to sleep. I see all the things, feel all the feelings before I go to bed. You know, sometimes I do that in the morning too, Mike. You know, listen to some Reverend Ike or inspirational speaker or just something to help me kind of get my day going, getting ready, cleaning up, you know, because energy's not always going to be high as much as I wish it would. It's not. It's, you know, it's going to fluctuate. It's like business. We are business in a sense, you know. It's like the stock market. It's up and down, but you're still alive, and that's the part about it. Like I said, it's all about how you take the negative things. A lot of times, I'm very, very, very good with pressure. When pressure on me, I fold. Actually, find a way to make it happen. Put the pressure on me, I'm going to find a way. I have no other choice. You know, give me a leeway. You know, I'm going to be crazy and take my time. But I had to learn that that's a bad habit. I need to treat every situation like I'm under pressure, because I am. I need to put the pressure on myself. A lot of times we don't put pressure on ourselves. We have people putting pressure on us, though we are not putting pressure on ourselves. And therein lies the problem. I'm a lazy person. You know, I'm always find a way to get stuff done with the least amount of resistance. Just because I've went through so much and I went past the most resistance, you know, created my own path. That's all. We should all create our own path. To a certain extent, I create my own path. I still follow in the footsteps of others to create their own paths as well. You know, I take notes from very, very successful people. You know, and each one to tell you that they didn't get success overnight. You know, they only got success by continuing to form new habits continuously. Even after they get one success, they don't just pat themselves on the back. Okay, what's next? What's next? What's next when you meet those goals? When you actually are actually fit, what's next after that? Are you going to stay fit? Or are you just going to go back to being lazy because you're fit now and now you feel like you don't have to worry about your health anymore? No, you keep going. You know what I'm saying? They made you familiar. What's next? A lot of us just stop with the original plan, and guess what? You need to continue to go forward. Because time goes forward, time will always change. And the thing is, we will. A lot of people don't want to change, but you'll change regardless. I would rather control my change than to be something that I look and then I don't know who the hell I am. I'd rather people not know who the hell I am, and I know who I am. You know what I'm saying? They thought they knew you. That's not the person you see in your head. You see? That's the thing. They don't see the vision. They can never see the vision. They can never see the direction you're going unless you tell them. And even then, it's all on you. A real believer in and people can deter you. People can slow down your plans, but they can't stop your plans. Only if you give them the power to. Yeah, you can tell people certain stuff, and you need to watch out who you tell people certain stuff, because they'll pray or take your idea or your goal. And now you're in a race with them, which isn't a problem. You know what I'm saying? But the only person you should be racing is yourself. That's one thing I loved about track and field. I was always racing myself. I wasn't racing anyone else. No one else. Just myself. I was racing on the last race. Each race, I wanted to get better. Sometimes I didn't. I wasn't mentally focused. You know, because I was thinking about so many other things. Thinking about, dang, this girl in third period, I like her so much. Why was she acting so weird today? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or, dang, man, why am I need to, you know, just thinking about stuff that you think about when you're a teenager. I'm realizing that if I really would have stayed focused, I would have beat my times every time. You know, it's not till you get older that you look back at a lot of stuff and think, dang, why did I handle that situation like that? But you wouldn't know how to handle a new situation without going through that. You had to go through certain things to understand certain things. You had to learn lessons. You know, the best thing is experience. You know, yeah, knowledge is great. But experience is great. Actually going through those things, actually experience those things, and sometimes we hold experience. Don't tell people. I want y'all to start telling people about these experiences, about all this stuff. At least pay people, you know. Like I said, I know it's sporadic. I have this set up, but eventually, once we get more callers in, I want y'all to start, you know, no matter what it's about, telling me different stories about different stuff. I want y'all to tell me y'all stories. I really want to hear it. I really want you to understand that it's important. You know what I'm saying? You know you're an important person. There's no doubt about that. But your story is important. Someone else needs to hear it. As crazy as that sounds, that's how it is. Can you believe that I always got in trouble for talking in class? I talk too much. So the teacher said, you know what I'm saying, if anything, yeah, okay, granted, I was talking, but I was helping, you know what I'm saying? I was a teacher as well. I was teaching people, didn't understand certain things. I made it simple for them. Okay, so you don't understand this? Well, let me make it simple for you. Let me put it in layman's term. Let me make it so even the first grader or even the kindergartner could understand, or you know, even a person preschool, if they can have comprehension skills, they can understand it. That's always my goal. It's make self-growing more easier for people, because people make it so much more complicated than what it is. And it all starts with you. It's all about how hungry are you. Are you going to sit there and wait for somebody to feed you, or are you going to go out there and feed yourself? Are you going to find a way when you know the way? When there's no opportunity, you're going to make an opportunity or complain that there's no opportunities. There's two different type of people. I don't wait on opportunities. I create opportunities. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, I'm going to make an opportunity. If I don't have one, I'll find one. I'll create one. Those one of my greatest habits, quitting, you know, I used to figure out why I couldn't make sales when I was door-to-door salesman. It was called my mindset. I would go to the door with a lack of confidence. You know, that person could feel the lack of confidence. Yeah, I would get a sale there and there, but my lack of confidence myself, that I lack confidence in my product. No matter how much I believed in a product, if I didn't have confidence in myself, if like, nah, it's not the right thing, because he doesn't have confidence in his product. He doesn't understand it. I sell anything. There's nothing that I can't sell, because I have confidence in myself. So I know, guess what? As long as I have confidence, I speak with confidence and give off the oozing self-confidence. Sometimes I come across arrogant, though I'm not. I'm just not worth, you know. And I won't budge on that. Never will. You know, a lot of people want you to be humble. No, I tell you, don't be humble. Once you know your worth, don't budge. Be happy that you did budge. They want you to budge. They want you to quality of practice. But what? It's worth it. Guess what? They'll eventually get it. And that's what I like being a salesman, that those people can't afford it right now, but when they can afford it, they'll get it. Not everybody's going to be able to afford your products. Not everybody's going to be able to afford your service. But you shouldn't lower your prices because you want people to buy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, sometimes working with people is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Though people should respect your product as you respect it, because it's changing their lives for the better. Or your service, it's changing lives for the better. It can change. Especially when you're an entrepreneur, everybody wants to deal on this, on that, and that's okay, but that's okay as long as it's not hurting your pockets. As long as it's not taken away or you're taking it short. You never want to take away from your profit margin. Profit is how you pay your bills. Your profit is how you get ahead. So you're not just scraping by. You know, you're ahead of the game. You got enough to, okay, well, I could take a week off and go to Aruba, or I can go to Germany or Japan. Place that you want to go, you might go to Italy. No. Now you can go because you respected yourself enough to not budge. It's one of the habits I don't like about certain people. They want to be a people pleaser. They want people to like them so much that they will take it short. For what? What am I going to take it short for? When I can't afford it, I'd rather not buy the product at all. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't respect it. Or buying too much because you do not respect it. Well, you don't respect usually buy it. You know what I'm saying? It might be for somebody else. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's usually how it works out. It's not for the person who bought it. It's for to someone else. But if a person respects it, you know, the person who bought it, as well as others around them. See the difference? That's most cases. That's why I tell people, hey, don't budge. Once you know the marketplace and understand the value of what you're giving, whether it's service, whether it's a product, no matter what it is, like the law of exchange. You know, there's lots of laws that don't violate. What we do to it is another we're doing to ourselves. What we do to ourselves, we'll do to another. Simple as that. So we're baffled why certain people do certain things because they would do it to themselves. It's not you. You're not that type of person. I know I'm not, you know. As far as certain things, I never want to put negative energy on anybody. I handle my own negative energy myself. Sometimes I will withdraw myself from everybody, family, friends, be alone. And seclusion. So I get my energy right. There's nothing wrong with me. It's just I want to come at people with the right energy. No matter what it is. Whether it's positive, negative, neutral. I want to make sure I'm giving everyone that encounters me the right energy. As much as possible. Because I want people around me to grow. This is I would want them to want me to grow as well, be better, with or without me. No, sometimes I know me, I let certain things get to me. Like, time is very thing when somebody says, okay, me at this time or this time, I work to be as punctual as possible. And, the person, I'm like, especially when I have things going on and I fit certain things in the schedule, I get annoyed. I'm working with patients. Because sometimes I'm late. And I annoy people because I'm late, because I'm not punctual. So I might be annoyed when someone is running late. Yeah, I got stuff going on. Either, hey, you can get here in a fashionable time or you can't, and I have to move on. Simple as that. It shouldn't annoy me. It shouldn't bother me. Yeah, my time is important. It's not like they purposely were on purpose. As I wouldn't be purposely. Late on purpose. I'm working on as far as this patient period, you know, man. Yeah, people don't think the same way. As much as I wish they did, they don't. I understand that they're dealing with their own things. They don't let certain, people we love, the people that are close to us, people that we talk to on a daily basis are the main ones who really just, a random stranger could get you out of cycle, out of character sometimes. But really, people around you, you know what I'm saying? You know, you should think, oh man, I don't need a female. I'm just, having fun with them. Gotta be real with yourself, man. Need one. There's never no doubt about that. You know, I had to start telling all my females, hey, man, at the end of the day, you need to stop saying, you don't need no man for this, you don't need no man for that. At the end of the day, you need a man. You know what I'm saying? Same way, I need a woman. It's just that plain and simple. You know, and it's really just the mainstream and to us, music, the social media, TV shows and movies, putting this into our head that we don't need each other when, in fact, we do. In fact, we need to be working together more than ever, men and women. Because weirdos on both sides, and the people, you know what I'm saying, weirdos, but I'm talking about those as in just, let me put it better, like sickos. That's better for y'all. People who are really just and need help. And it comes down to mental health. If they don't want to help each other, they're another sicko, you know, and not somebody who's spiritually healthy, you know what I'm saying, and all that stuff. But we can't heal people unless they want to be healed. I know me, I always try to give certain people chances and learn, hey, man, they didn't understand that they were blessed to be in my presence. You know, sometimes we forget how special our presence is. And just giving certain people time can change you in a certain way. So I'm better as far as just getting on through that stuff like that, learning that. you know, I need that negative stuff to get out of my la-la land, as I say. As a man, you get out of la-la land a lot faster because there's nobody to lean on but yourself at the end of the day. Nobody call, you know, you can't call your mom, you can't call your daddy, you can't call nobody to help you when you're really down and out, except yourself. You can't go to no one else except yourself to fix your problems. As a man, women is different. I don't know how that works. I just know then they, y'all have magical pussy, so y'all can, you know, shit happen. You know, and there should be no poor woman on earth. You know, find ways to cheat themselves, so that's on them. You know, I'm not saying use pussy, but understand pussy has a power to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? As a man, I know I dress good, I smell good, I get my hair cut because a woman. There weren't no woman. I wouldn't get a haircut. I wouldn't care about success. I wouldn't care about a lot of things, but they're to inspire us. Y'all are basically, if a man has a good woman behind him, there's nothing that can stop him because he has a mastermind. Between him and his woman. And that bond is so strong that there's that could break that. So when two people are on the same goal, that's what marriage was created for. And somewhere along the lines, we all got, you know, mixed up. And you know, sometimes we stuck on being with, I want to be this certain person because they made me feel this way. And sometimes that person can't grow. They're not growing. Really, it's just weighing you down. You need to move forward onto the next level, whether it's and just fine. Yeah, it gets lonely at night. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I have someone there to help me with the loneliness. Not a lot of times, but, you know. Like today when I get a fresh haircut, yeah, I'm not going to be lonely. You know, the whole point is that, yeah, on the process of success, it's going to be tough, you know, but then they make it look easy. Like it's nothing to them haters, to the people that doubted you, and the people room for yourself. They'll say it's easy. Because then I say, Mom, man, he had it. He had all this stuff going on. He's made it happen. And he said it was easy. Man, I'm not even going to have he going through it. I'm complaining. But we say it's easy. Because most of the times people aren't even going after stuff you're going to. Hey, yeah, it's hard, but once you get here, man, it's easy. You know what I'm saying? It just takes a little time. It just takes a little consistency. It takes you doing this every day. And trust me, I was annoyed that my day went out of whack by me not starting my show out early this morning. You know what I said? I said, fuck that. I'm going to still do my show no matter what time I get through with all my stuff. I need to get done. And that's done. People are so worried about the money. They go so hard for money. And when they get the money, they lose focus. You should do something that even when you're not making money, you still want to do it. This is me, my public speaking. This is me not being nervous. This is really practice for the next day that I'm going on. Just trust me, I'm going to be in front of millions of people, be talking to people from my old school that I dropped out of, my college, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to give money to those places because those are good places. If applied the right way, you know, can lead you to the direction where you want to go. You know, we wonder why schools are fucked up because they're the least paid people in the world. And they should be probably the number one people that's paid because they're taking care of your child more than you are. Come back home, you know, whether you have no homework or not, whatever the case may be. Those teachers are spending more time with your kids throughout the day than you are. So, yeah, they should be one of the most paid people. I never understood why they're not up there with doctors. Because the children are the future. Yeah, it shouldn't be so easy because, you know, when we make a society that's easy or this hard man make it easier for, like, right now what we're going through, my generation of men, we're gonna actually make it easier for the next generation. Are they gonna take advantage of that? I don't know, because we gonna have it fucking hard, have it real fucking hard, especially with, you know, as a man, I'm just dealing with different women and the mindsets, you know what I'm saying, and I know for women dealing with the men, it's fucking hectic. It's retarded. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff you got to deal with, some of the stuff people, scenarios people think of, the shit people say to you, like, yo, what? You know what I'm saying? What are you even talking about? Like, that makes sense. You got to make this shit make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you making this harder than what it got. You know, and sometimes it's hard dealing with that. Sometimes it is definitely very, 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 very hard to keep your composure and not do stuff the fucked up way. Because that's what most people want. They want you to handle stuff in the fucked up way. Like a lot of women, I don't know why, the damage. And it's like, because you're such a radiant beam of light or you're the sun, they want to dim your light or ruin you or damage you, and no matter what you do to me, you can't be broken. I cannot be mended. I cannot be, you know what I'm saying? Only thing you could do to me is shave me up a little bit to make me more refined, and I appreciate that. I appreciate all that. You know, I tell every person, hey, man, hey, nothing but making me stronger, and I appreciate you. Even when it's the most negative thing ever, hey, I appreciate you doing nothing but making me stronger. Thank you. Because that's what they're doing. And they hate when I say that. You know, they hate when I say, hey, you're going to come back around, because, I mean, yeah, I was the best thing that happened, you know what I'm saying? Or one of the best things that happened. And you understand that, yeah, I made this as easy as I could because I understand how that I don't need you. When I need a person, guess what? When you need anything, you're violating the law of exchange. You're supposed to already have it. That's why I say it all starts with you. It all starts with you understanding that you don't need anything. You have everything. You have every asset that you need. You can't be equipped with everything you need to make it happen. Even with disabilities, you still have everything you need to make it happen. Whether, you know, blind, deaf, whatever. I mean, well, we have a story of Helen Keller, who was blind and deaf. She somehow learned how to talk and write. How's that? Because she willed it in her head. Started with her, yeah. Oh, wait. I think she could see. She just was deaf and mute. My bad. She was deaf and mute. I don't know if she was blind. She was deaf and mute. And she learned to talk. Probably was the best thing for her that she couldn't hear what people were saying. You know, sometimes we get so discouraged or we get these thoughts in our heads because of what we hear. And sometimes what we see. That's why it's important what you ingest, you know, visually and vocally. know, that was what might have had to get out of ingesting certain things, being around certain people, you know what I'm saying, that didn't add to the direction I was going in. We don't have time to waste. Time waits on nobody, you know. Once you know something, you know, because you got to have an open mind. If you know that what you learned was wrong, well, then you need to go with what's right. You have to have an open mind to be successful. Everybody that's successful has an open mind. There's no closed-minded person that is successful. You know why? Because they don't accept the information they need to be successful. And therein lies the problem. How are you going to grow if you don't accept new information? You keep the same old information expecting a different result. That's insanity. A lot of people think they expect the world to be over them. They're not giving nothing in return. What are you giving? What are you sacrificing? You know what I'm saying? I know that I'm going to have to put in time to make for the 3 years of the on and off and the inconsistency that I put in. You know, I had a lot of people who actually followed my show. But it doesn't matter. You know why? Because now I know, hey, I would do this even without the followers listening, without the fans, without anyone actually calling in. I'll still do this because I know someone will appreciate it. I know someone needs to hear it. I know someone wants to hear it. You know, I don't need anything. And that's a great place to be at. You know, a lot of times I say we need this, that. I don't need anything. I have all the tools to create, to manifest, turn to the right frequency to create whatever I need to create. We are gods, and if we are gods, we have the power to create our own reality. We have the power to understand that we have the power to create the heavens, the earth, and hell, how we wanted to create it. Maybe you create it without no hell, and there's only heaven and earth, or maybe you have no heaven or hell, just earth. A lot of the stuff in the Bible was all symbolic. It was really just about you. You know, each character in the Bible is, in a way, we take different traits from them. The different traits that we all have. The main thing is faith in yourself or the higher power or whatever you have faith in, because it's proven that, you know, there's nothing wrong with religion unless used the wrong way. Unless using hypocrisy. If it's used the right way, it could work one day. It's all about faith. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, knowing and releasing. Sometimes we hold on to this stuff. That's why, you know, every new year we burn the paper with our, one of the big goals we want to make happen. We burn it. Why do we hold on to stuff? We need to let it go and not worry about or a certain result. It's already one you saw in your head. The one you wrote down. You know? And enjoy the process. Enjoy the ups and downs of it all. Because when it's all said and done, now you have a story. Now you have a book to write. Now you have a product to sell. Now you have a service. Because you went through excuse me, what you went through, learned what you learned. Now you have something to teach someone. Now you have something to tell someone. Now you have something. Now you have wisdom to give to others. And as you get older, you learn that certain things, you know, I don't tell everybody every, you know, I don't bestow wisdom on everyone. I only bestow wisdom on those who are at the right time. When it's necessary. So I don't waste no one's time. And so I don't waste my time. Because you never want to just be giving people advice who are not going to use it or not going to hear it or close mind. Eventually, like you, yeah, eventually you're going to get discouraged and you're going to give up. Bestowing wisdom on people, giving wisdom to people because you feel like people aren't listening because you had the wrong audience. So it's all about the right audience. You have the right audience. People will listen all day. People will tune in all day. You got the right audience. You don't have the right audience. Guess what? No one's ever going to listen. No one's ever going to tune in. No one's ever going to take notes. And I know one thing about me. People take notes on what I say. People relate. Because we've all been there. We've all been there in lack. We've all been there thinking, how the hell am I going to get through this? And each and every time we find a way to get through it. It's proof right there that there's nothing you can't get through. You have to ask yourself sometimes how. How can I? Saying I can't. I can't do this, or I have to wait for this. You know, people say, oh, well, I'm not going to change my habits till I get all this money. I'm not going to stop eating these things till I get this money. I'm not going to start working out till I get this money. Or I'm not going to, you know, I can't do that till I get this money. When, in fact, there's a lot of things you can start learning, the knowledge that you need to learn for whatever it is you want to do. Once you learn knowledge, where to go, most times you realize you don't need that much money. You just need to know the right people. And you may already know the right people. Guess what? Because you don't know about that field that you're going in, you don't know who to fucking talk to. And therein lies the problem. Because you're waiting on something that, guess what, can only happen if you get the so-called money, right? Let's say this goal or this dream is the only way you'll ever get your money that you're talking about. No, because you're not actually putting in the time, wasting away time. You're utilizing it. Trust me, I'm talking about this from experience. Talking about this. You know, I heard it from someone else. I've been there. I've squandered plenty of opportunities. I failed plenty of times. I've missed so many times. It's insane. And, you know, people are looking for me to fail. People laugh when I fail. I do. I keep going. I keep pushing. So it's not over. Not over to say so. Not over till I'm fucking dead. Even if I don't have no limbs, I'm still keep going to get out my brain. And that's going to happen nothing like that. No point. That's a passion I have. My heart beating to my brain, head. I'm going to keep this growth going. I'm going to keep putting that energy out there. That we, as humans, can continue to move to the next level. I'm part of that purpose. So, until I finish what I need to finish, that You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm going to quit. For purpose. Before I got woke up, I got to find a way to achieve that purpose. There's things that need to be done that I need to do. That's why I was put here on earth. That's why I was born. You ask yourself, how we born? What is it that you're going to put on this earth? You was going to be positive, negative, or just something mediocre? Or are you going to be the greatest person because you wanted to be? How about what other people think? You know, I don't care if they, you know, people that don't appreciate it. This is for the people who do appreciate it, who actually want it. And I always remember that. Never wasting your time in your dream. Even if it's you go to work and then after work, you get it done. Because you start somewhere. So my dad did it. He started, you know, working for himself. He was working for someone else and put time into his own thing while he was still working for someone else. So eventually, he could quit. You know, we want things to happen overnight. We want things to be so instant. We're so used to being able to just get things instantly. Amazon, you can order something overnight and get, you can order something tonight and it'll be there tomorrow. We're so used to instant gratification that we don't understand that that is not how the universe works. It takes time. It takes you being consistent. And sometimes it's hard being consistent. Still have to tell people it's easy. See, think about telling people that it's easy. Just it changed their mindset. Like, damn, why was I tripping? This person was going through all this. He went through, you know, his wife leaving him. He lost his house. He lost his car. He lost everything. And somehow he found a way to still be successful. How is that? And he's saying it's easy? And I'm not even going through half the things he's going through. That's what you want to do. You want to change people's mindset of thinking that, yes, success is hard. It's a challenge every day to think successfully, to think wealth, health, to think positively in this big negative world. Because they want us to be so negative. That's the agenda right now. They want us to be so negative. They want us to be separated from each other. They want us to be fighting each other. They want us to have a problem with each other. For what reason? Because they know division is the easiest thing. That's why they divide the household. They divide men and women. You got women saying they don't need, you know what I'm saying, men. You got men saying they don't need women. How is that even possible? How are we going to survive? How are we going to thrive? Where's the growth? See, they don't want us to grow. And there lies where we come in, understanding that we need to constantly, just like Tom, be growing, going, and don't stop. Certain people are not coming with us. Guess what? We leave them where they are, and if they catch up, that's cool. If they don't, that's cool too. Because you're going to attract different people who, guess what, are going to be on the same mission you are. And some of those people are still going to be there. And guess what? Boom. Some of those people are going to gravitate to their own lane. Some people will still be there. Some of them won't. But that is life. That is growth. That is change. See, we get caught up in, oh, this is how it should happen. This is how it happened. It's not going to happen like you want it to happen all the time. Sometimes it's going to happen a different way. But you're going to still get the result that you want. You're going to still get that dream that you want, that goal that you want. It just wasn't a straight line. See, we want the straight line. We want the straight path and sometimes the direction we're going. We got to go around it because there may be a hurricane. There may be a storm. There could be anything, an earthquake going on. You got to go around this stuff. You can't go through it. You go through it, now your ship's wrecked. But if you went around it, you know, instead of trying to be hard-headed, okay, let me go around this. You know, okay, boom, boom, boom. Losing your crew, you protected your crew, and you got to your destination safely. That's what we on. We're like boats. Well, let me correct this. Our minds are like a boat. We need to have a direction, and we're going to have a direction regardless to create the direction for it, because what you think about, whether you know it or not, is going to lead you in the direction that you will be going. And I would love for everyone to understand that, hey, you can control the direction you're going into. You can control all the bad things you got going on. See, it's how you react to those bad things. It's not about bad things. It's about how you react to those bad things. Some people think, oh, well, person doesn't go through so many bad things. You don't know what the hell they went through. You don't know what they dealt with behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what anyone deals with. Do they really tell you? That's why I want people to tell their story so people can start seeing, damn, they was going through that. And it also frees the person who's telling it. That's why I tell my truths. I tell people, I've been broke. I've been had plenty of money. Squandered it, got it in, squandered it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's not about the money. It's about your mindset. If you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to be able to keep the money. You're going to find a way to fuck it up. Your mind is messed up, so you're going to mess it up. It's just that simple. So, yeah. Get your minds right. Get on your habits. What habits do you want to form? Who's the person that you want to be? What kind of habits does this person that you want to truly be have? And emulate that every day till you're that person. Boom. Now you get to the level. That's another level you got to go to. Now is the person you have to be for the next level. Now you have to get new habits. Yeah, you still got those old habits, and yeah, they may be good, but you're still going to have negative habits. So you're going to have to change to move to the next level. Self-growth is a constant. No matter how old you get, no matter what part of success you're at, there will be a level that, guess what? You're going to have to change certain habits. You're going to have to change certain things. You're going to have to do things a little bit different. And there's nothing wrong with change. Change is good. That means, guess what? Up to difficulty. Anybody who plays games, or they have different difficulties. All we're doing as time goes on, we're going into different difficulties till we finally get to the big boy stage. Boom. You know, now you at God mode. But yeah, one of the things I've been working on is writing down the most important things I need to get done in a day. And only if I can get one or two done, that means, guess what, everything else on that list, I wasn't going to get done anyway because, you know, the two things that I need to get done needed most of that time. It needed that 24 hours. That's a good way to you know, start creating a new habit. Just kind of, and also a good time. How can I say it? It's a good thing for your time. Good to manage your time. You know, as a successful person, most successful people have their time scheduled a certain way. Have everything doing. They're very punctual. I'm working on being punctual. I know I apologize for not being on time with you guys. That's my fault. And I'll get better with that. I apologize. Like I said, though, I won't quit. I'm going to keep doing this every second. Like I said, no matter what time, my goal is to have 2 shows a day. Really start getting my morning shows out, getting that morning lift out, and getting in a very consistent basis, so y'all can tune in with me in the mornings. Y'all got a lot of stuff to do on Saturday nights. You know, going on your date nights, going out with your husband and wife, you know, or whatever y'all doing. It doesn't matter. It's Saturday night, and y'all probably worked a long week. And this is y'all, you know, one of y'all days that y'all need to relax. And if not, and it's one of the work days, guess what? I want y'all to be tuning with me on the, you know, in the mornings and sometimes at night. So like I said, I'm going to be doing two a days. I'm doing 2 shows talking about, you know, different things. This is part of self-growth. And we don't stop. We just keep growing, keep going. But for real, though, till next Saturday. You guys, peace, love, and prosperity among everyone, and peace till next time.